This is VOA News by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The month of May begins with a coronavirus death count of more than 233,000 around the world. The number of COVID-19 cases stands at 3.25 million, a third of them here in the United States, where COVID-19 has claimed more than 63,000 lives. The number of cases now tops 1 million in the U.S. With 23,000 lives lost, New York is the epicenter, with some 304,000 people sickened by the infection. The figures are from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. Because of limited testing and differences in how countries count their dead, among other reasons, the true figures could be even worse than what we're seeing every day. Despite the number, some parts of the world are moving ahead with plans to reopen their economies. Here in the U.S., many states have begun relaxing stay-at-home restrictions, and President Donald Trump has allowed White House social distancing guidelines to expire. Those recommendations called on people to work from home and avoid non-essential travel and large groups. American health officials are advising caution, saying they fear a second wave of COVID-19 cases could be sparked by reopenings in places where infections continue to spread. In fact, some businesses and workers have refused to go along with their state's reopening decisions, worried about safety. Still, the largest U.S. shopping mall chain says it plans to allow 49 shopping centers to open today across 10 states, including Texas, Georgia, and Indiana. Workers will be wearing face masks, and the number of shoppers will be limited. Texas yesterday suffered 50 COVID-19 deaths, its highest one-day toll, and a three-day record of 119 fatalities. Texas is allowing retailers, restaurants, and movie theaters to admit limited numbers of patrons. Reports on the American economy, meanwhile, are stark. More than 30 million people have filed for unemployment benefits because of the pandemic, and some economists say April's jobless rate could hit 20% as it approaches levels not seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. This is VOA News. The European economy as a whole took a 3.8% hit in the third quarter as hotels, restaurants, construction sites, and manufacturing and tourism were frozen by lockdowns. Elsewhere in the world, China has reopened the Forbidden City to tourists, with tickets for the next 5 days sold out. Beijing is allowing 5,000 visitors a day to the ancient city, down from the normal maximum of 80,000. Parks and museums are also again open in China, but entries are being held down. Beijing today reported 12 new cases of coronavirus, six of them carried in from outside the country. And for the 16th consecutive day, there were no additional deaths reported. Businesses in Malaysia are reopening, though a ban on mass gatherings remains in effect, and schools as well as houses of worship are still closed. Thailand says it will allow access to parks and some retail operations while keeping in place a nighttime curfew and a ban on the sale of alcohol. In continental Europe, Germany, Portugal, and the Czech Republic are loosening their pandemic restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is past the peak of its COVID-19 outbreak, but he is expected to prolong the country's lockdown. Johnson is a recovered coronavirus victim. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging people to use a COVID-19 safe app for tracing contacts and to isolate people infected by the virus. This is meant to pave the way for Australia's economy to get back on track. It fell at an annual rate of almost 5% in the first 3 months of the year. There have been over 6,700 coronavirus cases in Australia, with just under 100 deaths. Back in the U.S., President Trump is speculating that China could have unleashed the coronavirus on the world due to what he calls some kind of horrible laboratory accident. The U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence says it has ruled out that the virus was man-made or genetically modified, but that it's investigating its origin. Mr. Trump yesterday even suggested that a virus release could have been intentional. Scientists say it is most likely the pandemic spread from an infected animal to a human. But the American president claims he has seen evidence to support the theory that the source of the coronavirus was an infectious disease lab in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. He offered no proof. Beijing says the notion of a virus lab release are unfounded and, quote, purely fabricated out of nothing. Many regional Asian markets are closed from May Day, but Japan's Nikkei index slipped 2.3%. Here in the United States, the S&P fell about 1% yesterday, though it was a strong April for the U.S. exchanges, with the S&P up almost 13%, its best month in decades. Promises from the Federal Reserve to do whatever it takes to prop up the economy through the coronavirus crisis have supported buying by investors. Some are hoping and some are betting on a recovery. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.